Labor Day weekend in Atlanta means that we can expect the stormtrooper population of downtown to rise dramatically over the next few days. I'm talking, of course, about DragonCon and the massive influx of costumed comic book, sci-fi, video game, and pop culture fans the event brings in. There is so much more to these costumes than the casual onlooker might expect, and that phenomenon is the subject of a new documentary directed by PBA 30's Jack Walsh. It's called Cosplay, Crafting a Secret Identity, and I sat down to talk with Jack about it. First, the word. We have, is it Japan to thank for that?
You know, that's what I hear, you know, cosplay, costume play, and they say, oh, it's of Japanese origin, but I believe the Japanese say cosplay as well. So last I checked, costume and play aren't Japanese words, so I'm not sure how, you know, cosplay has become, you know, a Japanese term, but yeah, we do have the Japanese to thank for that, is what I've heard.
And do we know the background, the history of how this all began?
You know, I mean, one guy was able to produce a photo of what he said was the first cosplay, and it was a science fiction author in the 30s dressing as his own character at a like one of the first science fiction conventions or something like that. So everyone's definition of what cosplay is kind of varies, so it's hard to say, you know, this is cosplay. Like some people, if they're in costume, it's cosplay, and other people say, oh, no, you have to act out the character.
It's not just dressing up for Halloween or some costume party.
It's not.
What's great about this documentary is you really delve in and you get to know the people, well, behind the costume. Tell us about some of the folks profiled in the documentary.
When I set out to do this, one of the most cost famous people, you know, one of the most well known cosplayers is Yaya Han, and she lives here locally. But as I met other people and delved into other people's lives, it became very apparent that Atlanta cosplay is its own very, very rich scene apart from Yaya. There's also Lindsay Merritt, who a lot of people really look up to Lindsay, who is they kind of see her as one of the first cosplayers to kind of take it out of the shadows, the convention, and be like, hey, I look great in my costume. Take my picture. You know, sure, great. And so Lindsay now is, you know, married with a kid and getting her kid into cosplay. And so that I kind of followed her as she was getting that costume ready for them both to cosplay together.
Today I'm working on a costume from Studio Ghibli's movie Ponyo. And Zella, my daughter, is going to be Ponyo. And I'm going to be her mom, Grandma Mare.
There you go. Cheese.
Every day she asks me, is your costume done yet? And I said, not yet. I'm still working on it. And she's like, you need to finish your costume. So she's really looking forward to us dressing up together at MomoCon, an upcoming convention.
And cosplay has spawned not just one industry, but quite a few.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite a arsenal of skill sets that people develop doing this, you know, from sculpting to casting to, you know, people teaching themselves to sew by taking clothes apart and looking how they're put together, and then they just kind of get better and better.
I minored in furniture design. My education is primarily from the internet. Tutorials on mold making, complex casting techniques, cold casting, which is the process of actually using metal powder so you get it, you know, shining and actually looking like metal. And a lot of it was a fairly expensive amount of trial and error. My first mold that I ever attempted cost me probably about $200 and ended up in a garbage can. Anything I don't understand, I just keep researching and keep researching and keep researching until I kind of get a grasp on it.
You know, what you see at the conventions is really the public face of this, and it's the pageantry, but what blows my mind is the skills that these people have to do this.
As cosplay becomes more present in daily life, is there a risk of overexposure?
I think, you know, the cosplay scene, I guess people that are into cosplay, I think cosplay is just going to continue to evolve, and it's going to roll with the punches as far as like a subculture. And there's people, you know, in Hollywood that are looking at what the nerds are into, and you know, and then that's kind of the next films,
because they have all the money.
They have all the, yeah, exactly. and then the films happen, and that it kind of the popularity kind of peaks there, and you know, by the time that peak happens, the people that, you know, maybe pushed it into the mainstream or moving into something else. I mean, cosplay is kind of a barometer of what's, you know, pop, like a forecaster a lot of the time of what's going to be big in the pop culture at large.
Jack Walsh there talking with me about his new PBA 30 documentary, Cosplay, Crafting a Secret Identity. The documentary is streaming online now, and we have a link at wabe.org/citycafe.